Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Right, OK. Can I have your attention just for a minute, please? For those of you who are not aware, I just want to tell you that the Pattersons are in today. So, for those of you who don't know, or it may have slipped your mind, the Pattersons are the owners of this shop.
Oh.
So, that means we'll all have to be on our best behaviour. Now, don't do anything different to what you normally do, and everything will be fine. But, if there are any problems, please come and see me immediately.
So, Mike, where will we find you?
Good question. I will either be in my office or on the shop floor. Are there any other questions?
How will I recognise them?
Well, you won't. They look like any other couple who were shopping for the day. They may well introduce themselves to you, though, and you'll find them to be very nice people. They just visit us once a year to see that everything's okay.
Yeah, they're very nice people, if everything's running smoothly.
Well, let's make sure everything is running smoothly, then. Okay, everyone, have a good day.
And who's next, please?
That's me. I just want to buy this.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry, but you can't buy this.
What do you mean? Of course I can.
Well, as I say, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid there's been a mistake. This item isn't for sale.
What? No, of course it is. So I want to buy it. I'll pay by card, okay?
Well, no, not really. Look, tell me, where did you find it?
Over there, with the lamps, of course.
Oh, of course. Where else would you find lamps? Well, we do have some other really nice lamps. Did you see the beacon range? They're absolutely lovely. Look, if you come this way, I'll show you.
No, I don't want a different lamp. Right now, here's my card. Do you know you can find these lamps everywhere in France? They are very, very popular.
Oh, go back to France and buy one, then.
Pardon?
I was just saying that maybe you could get more choice in France, then.
Look, I want this one, and I want to buy it now. Please.
Madam, I can't sell you this lamp.
Excuse me, Penny, come on, we're all waiting. If she wants the lamp, then sell it to her.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but this range is not for sale.
Sorry?
No, please, go ahead.
Look, Penny, it's got a price on it, so what's the problem? Go on, sell her the blooming thing. Oh, that's a bit odd, isn't it?
Odd? What do you mean?
Tim, just leave it, please. I will be with you in a minute.
I must say, this will be perfect for very good friends of mine. Look, you're keeping everyone waiting, so please call the manager. I need to get on.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but he's not in today.
Okay, get the owners. I know they are here.
Oh, well, I don't know where they are. They could be anywhere.
Oh, I know. They're having a coffee in the cafe. I've literally just seen them in there.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
Oh, that's all right.
Look, this is, how do you say, something you give to someone else.
Oh, you mean it's a gift?
Oh, that is right. It's a present for Jane and Mike Patterson.
Jane and Mike Patterson? They're the owners of this shop.
Yes, that's why I'm here. I am visiting my good friends, Jane and Mike, and I know they will love this lamp.
Oh, well, I'm not so sure they will, but... Well, that's $79.99, please.
Thank you. Good, I'm very pleased with this lamp. Salissez, pour un peu, la la.
Oh, hello, Jess. How are you?
Oh, hello, Sophie.
Gosh, why is there such a long queue?
Oh, some woman was buying a lamp and Penny took ages to sell it to her. I don't know why.
Oh, so how are you? I haven't seen you in ages.
I'm fine.
Good. Did you get my text?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I meant to reply, but I just haven't had the time.
Oh, well, it's good to see you, Jess. Are you all right?
Yes, and how is Sean?
He's fine. Look, have you got the time for a coffee? And then we can catch up properly.
Well, problem is, I don't have long.
Well, that's all right. Come on, let's go to the shop, cafe. I'll treat you.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Sophie.
Come in.
Hi, Mike. No, I don't have a problem. I just wanted to see if you were okay.
Me? Yeah, I'm fine.
Have you seen the Pattersons?
Well, yes, Jim, and as far as I know, the Pattersons are happy with everything. No one's reported anything to me to the contrary, so I assume the day's gone well.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Do you know if they're still here?
To be honest, I've got no idea. Why? Did you want to meet them?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm bound to say the wrong thing.
That's true.
Oh, thank you for your confidence, Mike. Well, I feel the day has gone quite well. The shop has been nice and busy, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Now, look, Jim, I must get on, so I'll catch up with you later. And if you do see the Pattersons, don't say anything, will you? I don't want the day to be ruined just at the last minute.
All I can do is tell the truth and say that you're a rotten manager.
Jim, just a minute.
So, Jess, how's your dad?
Oh, he's okay.
Did he find somewhere to live?
Yes, he's living in Carisbrook.
Oh, so whereabouts in Carisbrook?
In Rosehill Crescent.
Oh, it's nice there. That's where Daisy Jenkins live.
Is it?
Yeah. And how's your mum?
Oh, okay. Well, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? Look, I'm not being nosy, Jess, but does your mum seem happier now that your dad has moved out?
Well, that's just it. She doesn't. You'd think she would be, but she seems... Oh, I don't know.
So, what about your dad? Do you see a lot of him?
Yes, I do. I stay with them, either of them, whenever I like. It's fine, actually. Dad seems quite happy, really. No, really, he seems fine. It's Mum I'm now worried about. If anything, she seems really down.
Oh? You would have thought she'd be much happier. Have you talked to her about how she feels now your dad has moved out?
No.
Well, do you think you should?
No, I don't. Look, can we change the subject, please?
Yes, of course. Of course.
So, how are things with Sean?
Fine.
And how long has it been?
Jess, I know what you're getting at. You mean, has it been a month?
Well, has it?
Right, Jim, have you got time for a quick drink?
Yeah, why not?
Good. Well, shall we go to the King's Head?
Yeah, that's fine by me. I can't wait to tell you what I said to the Pattersons.
Now, come on, Jim, tell me, what did you say to them?
Look, I'm telling you, Mike, I was only joking. I didn't even see them.
Well, that's not what you said a minute ago.
Oh, Mike, it was a joke. I didn't want to speak to them, because I'd only say the wrong thing.
Exactly. And that's why I need to know if you spoke to them or not.
Look, hand on heart, I did not speak to the Pattersons.
OK. All right, I believe you. So, as far as I know, the day went without any hiccups.
Well, apart from Penny.
What do you mean? What did Penny do?
Oh, didn't you hear about Penny's customer?
No.
Oh, well, it's nothing really.
Well, it must be something for you to mention it. What happened?
Nothing. Well, it's not really worth mentioning.
Jim, just tell me what happened.
Well, it's nothing to worry about, okay?
Jim, for God's sake, just tell me.
Right. Well, it seems Penny sold one of those lamps.
What lamps? What do you mean, one of those lamps? We've got tons of lamps. Which one did she sell?
She sold one of your lamps.
What? You don't mean one of the ones I ordered, do you?
Yes.
But they shouldn't have been on the shop floor.
Well, I know that, and Penny knows that. But a customer found one and insisted on buying it.
What? Well, didn't she explain to the customer that it wasn't for sale?
Well, she did try, but the customer also absolutely insisted.
Well, I suppose it was just a one-off and Pattersons didn't see the lamp, then, well, it's not too much of a problem, is it?
Well, there is a small problem.
Oh, and what is it?
It's the customer.
Go on.
Well, the customer, it seems, is friends with the Pattersons.
So?
The customer bought the lamp as a present for the Pattersons.
What? Do you mean some damn customer bought one of those peculiar lamps and then gave it to the Pattersons as a present?
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Oh, that's terrible. You know what this means, don't you?
No.
Well, there's no question about it. I'm going to get the sack for this. I, my friend, am going to be out of a job.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.